I've had singing as well. Oh,
at that
you,
age,
you, you
you
should
can't.
know that ignorance is bliss. And the, in many cases, the only reason why we tackle these things. But isn't it a good thing? Otherwise, we wouldn't. Oh, yes, it was hard, terrifying, but, you know, thing is, you have two things on your side, ignorance, as I said, plus youth, which allows you to bash away and get away with it. And a third thing, I think, is which goes back to ignorance again, is your expectations of you know, what sort of quality of voice and so on that you're prepared to accept. And I think as you get more experience and you hear more singing and you do more singing, you expect more of your own performance, and therefore you're a bit more afraid of difficult roles, because you know it'll be hard to achieve what you're expecting or hoping for.
Good. So how did you find the opera studio after working more or less as an artist within a company framework?
Sure. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, look, it was a bit frustrating at first, because it was very early in the days in the formation of the opera studio, and they probably had limited funds, and so they were a bit at a loss sometimes about what to do with us. There were about six of us, I think, at any one time, and so they tended to. They got us to cover a lot of roles. We had regular movement classes. We actually did movement classes with Yup Fleer, who started the New South Wales Dance Company. Occasionally there'd be someone in town working for the opera company, or an actor that somebody had contact with, who'd come in and give us some coaching. But we had regular movement and regular musical coaching from company repetiteurs, or the head of the opera studio at that stage was Werner Baron. He coached a lot too. So it was a mixture of sort of master classes, coaching, and attending rehearsals. We were able to attend any rehearsal that was going, and any performance. There were no restrictions on us in that regard. And so we saw an awful lot of opera and a lot of rehearsals too. That was probably the best part.
I know you went on and did Jose as your debut.
Yes, that's
Australian
right.
Opera as part of the studio.
Well, that's right.
Was that in the later years of the studio? Because I know you did it for 3 years, and as you said to me before, that was by invitation at the end of each year.
Yeah, well, you had to be renewed each time, so. Yes. I was with the studio for 3 years, and I think this all happened in the second year in the
right.
studio.
So, yeah,
yes.
Still early on in the piece.
Yeah, it was
really.
Still quite early, yeah. So, I think, well, there was an enormous number of understudies, because, well, I guess we were a pool there who could, you know, fill up that difficult area for opera companies of covering things. And I think I worked out once that in the first year I had understudied 20 roles, some of them quite small, but nevertheless, I had a head like a pudding, as you can imagine.